Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2023 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will be only able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Alex Santoro, CEO of IMC, and Mr. Rafael Bolasani, CFO and IRO of IMC. I will now turn over the conference to Mr. Santoro. Please, you may proceed.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. I hope you and your families are doing well. I also thank you for connecting to IMC's call today that refer to the results of the first quarter of 2023. Very shortly ago, we were here talking about 2022, the best year in our history. Today, we're happy to share with you that we've had the best first quarter of our history. Furthermore, this is the eighth consecutive quarter of improvement of our results. As you can see in our presentation in slide number two, these results reflect the continual progression of the company and the consistency of our strategy. We will continue collecting the fruits of this today and in the future. Today, we have a company that is better financially structured with less debts, demonstrating how right the decisions made were since I started working here. In the last 2 years, we were able to balance our short-term shares, the profitability of the business, decreasing expenses without taking care of the long term. We have reinforced our team, invested in technology, increased the number of restaurants. The results have improved, and all of this happened while we reduced our debt and improved our capital structure. This is exactly what we told you 2 years ago when we started working here. This is what we said we'd do. We have a dream. We want to be the best service platform in the food sector in Brazil. This is a vision that motivates us and also that guides our daily actions. Today, we already are a platform that is primarily included by four large systems: Pizza Hut, KFC, Frango Assado, and Margherita in the U.S. Each one of these systems have an annual invoicing greater than 400 million BRL, and all of them have a huge potential to grow and to provide value generation in the next few years. According to our view, we are a company where the sum of the parts is worth more than the total. We continue developing a solid culture where our team thinks and acts as owners of the business, and this is why our motto is "A good restaurant has an owner." We're now moving on to slide number three, where we have a brief summary of the main indicators of this quarter. Starting with same-store sales, we reached a results that were 11% better than in the first quarter of 2022 in all of the operations and regions. Highlight to Frango Assado and KFC, which recorded SSS in the order of 26% and 26% better. The net revenue increased 16%, reaching 530 million BRL. Our EBITDA reached 48 million BRL, which is a twofold result of what we had in the first Q of 2022. This is a record for the first quarter. Finally, our net debt, we closed it as 1.8 times against the 3 times, which was anticipated by the company. We balanced our capital structure, but Rafael will talk about this later on. To conclude this first part, our thanks goes to our team and our franchises, which make our business happen on the day-to-day. Now in slide number 4, here we can see a summary with the total number of stores in IMC. We closed the period with 561 units, and the ones that have left our base are not taken into consideration, and this is due to the Panama actions last year. We remain disciplined with our investments, aiming at the best return of invested capital without losing focus of sustainable growth in the long run. Now moving on to slide number 5, we're going to talk a little bit about our main brands for expansion. Let's start with Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut in Brazil invoices more than 600 million BRL. It's a very strong brand, which still has a lot of opportunity for improvements, both in terms of revenue and profitability. Also, with different formats of store, we have tried to expand our offer of products, working with innovation. We have just launched the new New York style pizza, thin crust, large slices. Ever since, we've seen that as planned, it will increment our sales and will continue further attracting consumers for this amazing brand. We also started a partnership with the RTM network, the largest convenience store network in Brazil, so that we can offer the most loved pizza in the country within Posto Ipiranga store. We have also developed our own digital channels with a new app, which will be launched at the end of the month, providing a better experience to our consumers and also an improved profitability for the whole system, thus reducing the take rate. Now let's talk about KFC, an absolute leader in the segment. It is a system today that has a revenue of 3 million BRL per restaurant per year. We will give an important step and renew our partnership with KFC Global, and we have reached 160 stores in Brazil. KFC had a strong SSS increase of 22% in this first quarter, demonstrating how strong this amazing brand is. We have a series of initiatives in terms of innovation and price management, always trying to increase our transactions, but not at any cost, so that we can have a better gross margin in our operations. We're also launching new digital channels, selling by WhatsApp, which is already a reality. In the next slide, we have a summary of Frango Assado in the United States. Starting with Frango Assado, we had a very strong beginning with record results in January. We had an increase of 23% in our SSS. We have also improved our digital initiatives with the launching of the Fidelity program, where we have over 100,000 clients. We are totally redesigning client experience aligned with a detailed and ambitious expansion plan, which we're planning to start in 2023. Important to highlight the strategic role of the centralized production in Frango Assado business, the role of our central kitchen, where pão de queijo, coxinha, among other products, are produced in a central kitchen. To conclude this part of the brands, and now talking about the U.S., which is our largest system today, we had SSS increase of 7% in the first quarter, and it's important to highlight that because the footprint of the business in the U.S. is very seasonal, since the climate and the weather has a strong impact on consumption. Because of the U.S. winter, the first quarter is always the weakest one, but even so, we had an important increase in sales and results. And now, from May to August, we will have a good performance in each and every one of our restaurants because the demand will be higher. I have just arrived from the U.S. after meeting our local team. We have everything ready for us to have an excellent performance in the U.S. summer. In the picture here in this slide, you can see our restaurants in New York, where we have a pool in the heart of Manhattan, which is a unique experience. Now, in slide number seven, we can see that the total amount of digital sales have increased, and we have had 95 million BRL only for KFC and Pizza Hut. We continue improving with increasing sales with approximately 30% of our overall revenue, even with the flow resuming in our stores. We will soon launch the Pizza Hut app, a totally new one, which will have a simpler and more effective interface for our clients. KFC has already started the rollout process in the terminals, and we expect to have 60% of our stores with these terminals. In Frango Assado, we also have an app. We have launched a loyalty program, Frango, and we have approximately 100,000 clients already part of this system. The digital transformation is only beginning. We see a lot of opportunity for us to continue improving and increasing the participation of digital media. This is and will continue to be one of the priorities here. Now, moving on to sales and slide number eight, we can see the consolidated results for IMC. It's important to highlight that we have had 11% in the first quarter, even though we had already grown 42%. This is an important advancement. Then in slide number nine, according to the different operations, we can see that all of the operations have had important progress in the first quarter. Frango Assado and KFC with 23% and 22% respectively. Pizza Hut 11%, and in the U.S. 7%. When all of this is combined, including the number of stores, it takes us to slide number 10. We've achieved our best sales results for a first quarter in the company. All of the segments have grown, and the global revenue is 530 million BRL, a growth of 17%. And now moving on to slide 11, we can see that as an evolution of this operational efficiency and leverage, We had an EBITDA of 48 BRL, twice as much of what we had achieved in the first quarter of last year. With a better price control and operational leverage has taken us to an increase in the margin of 98%. And this is the most challenging quarter for us. And in slide two, we can see the adjusted EBITDA by region. I have said that Brazil is our greatest challenge in terms of operational efficiency. We have focused on the operations, aiming at increasing productivity of the stores with the best teams in the field, reducing operational losses with the implementation of a control and operational center, which helps us monitor and leverage the performance. This is something that has brought results, and the Brazil EBITDA has multiplied four times, demonstrating the strategic processes we have here. I now end the first part and turn over to Rafael Bossolani, my partner and CFO, to give you more details.
Thank you, Santoro. Good morning, everyone, participating in our first Q conference for 2023. I wanted to move on with our presentation and comment on some important aspects of IMC's development. They may be seen in slide 13. And so, as already mentioned by Santoro, we have increased rapidly and consistently in our transformation agenda, and this has been translated into concrete results obtained in the last couple of years. It reflects the evolution of the company towards our strategic and financial objectives. So, in our front of financial discipline, we have significantly evolved, and it places IMC at a very good financial condition when compared to when it started in 2021. In this first quarter, our operational cash generation has tripled. We went from 14 million in the first quarter of 2022 to 61 million now in the first quarter. This evolution has happened because of the improvements in all of our business units, but also an important improvement in our working capital and cash generation within our growth strategy. At the same time that our expansion is very responsible and focusing on the stability of our operations, we continue trying to identify opportunities for growth in new markets and new regions, and therefore the risk will be directly related to the operational performance of the company. We are disciplined with our own stores. In this quarter, we have accelerated in a planned manner. It also reflects the different schedules for the different time points. We performed investments in the order of 38 million, of which 27 million were dedicated to expansion and 11 million for maintenance, remodeling, and other technology projects that we have already mentioned. And so we close our quarter with a net debt of 300 million BRL and financial leverage of 1.8 times, 0.6 times the EBITDA in this of the same quarter in 2022, and much below of what was established for the financial covenants, which was threefold. These results reflect a very disciplined management and the focus on adequate liquidity for our business. Having said that, I want to reinforce the focus we've given to reinforcing the capital structure of the company. We have already mentioned it in our last call and today, and it's worth mentioning that in April, in this more challenging market, we issued debentures in the order of 200 million BRL for prepayment of an existing debt, and that reduced our credit base. In addition to an increase in our payment time, we continue trying to expand the time for payment of our debt. According to our view, this does not reflect the evolution that we've had in IMC's results. We see an opportunity here for a debt cost which is much lower than our current cost. To conclude this slide, it's also important to reinforce that our financial position is very solid in the company, which enables us to make our business plan feasible, as already commented here in the presentation. Moving on to slide 14, before I turn over to Santoro again, we can say that we concluded the quarter with 205 million BRL compared to 411 BRL in the beginning of the year. Our cash in the beginning of the year and the operational cash for the period were applied mostly to reduce our debt and to pay our interest rates. We also had prepayment and structuring related to the funding of debentures in the beginning of the year, and also in terms of capital. I've already mentioned it in the previous slide. We will continue focusing on maximizing our cash generation. This is one of the priorities of the company, along with an increase in the profitability of the operations, guaranteeing an efficient management in terms of costs, which leads to a leverage in the different regions so that we can have better results for IMC. I also wanted to reinforce our confidence in our choices and the results that we've achieved so far without losing track of the challenges we face ahead. We want to continue moving in what we believe to be the right track. Now I turn back to Santoro.
Thank you, Rafa. We have our last slide to conclude our presentation. I would like to highlight the main pillars of our innovation agenda. You can see that they remain unchanged. We have paved our way with a very clear strategy that includes a balance between discipline and focus on the day-to-day, and for this journey to be effective, it is very important to have our priorities very clear, and we've been able to do that with a lot of discipline in the last couple of years. As we said throughout the presentation, we've advanced in terms of profitability, but we still have a lot of opportunities ahead of us. The increase of transactions in our stores in a profitable manner and the consistent delivery of a good experience to our clients are key for our strategy. We will also continue analyzing strategic alternatives for the future, always pursuing simplification, raising awareness, and synergisms to generate value. We have a company which is substantially larger, but it's less complex in terms of business model. In financial terms, Rafael has summarized it well. Today, our net debt has been controlled, EBITDA and net debt, but the cost is still high, especially because of Brazil's interest rate. These things are interconnected. We need to improve the business performance, improve our debt profile so that we are even more flexible,
to carry out an expansion plan and capture all of our opportunities. We have a lot of opportunities to grow, and this is going to be our plan based on discipline and our financial availability. To wrap up, I would like to reinforce our long-term view and the decisions that we make. We have strong brands. We have a huge potential to grow and to have a return, and we are far from having reached maturity. That's why I believe that our greatest challenge remains discipline in balancing our short-term objectives without giving up the decisions that will pave our future. We will continue investing in technology, investing in our brands. At the same time, we will manage our cash with a lot of discipline. We understand that we have been able to do this, and we will continue with the same strategy. In terms of our challenges, we are very down to earth, and we understand that the consistency of our strategy, the strength of our brand, and the quality of our team will take us ever closer to our strategy. With this, I conclude our presentation, and I turn over to Victoria so that we can start the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the Q&A session for analysts and investors. If you wish to ask a question, please dial star one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star two. Please wait. Now end the Q&A session. I would like to turn over to Mr. Sartório for his final considerations.
Thank you. Once again, I thank you all for your presence. Since it's lunchtime, I always leave a suggested vote of $39.90. This is a large and an important innovation. We hope that it will inspire you to try it out at Pizza Hut. Once again, thank you very much for having participated in our conference. IMC's teleconference is now over. We thank you all for your participation and wish you a good day.